we're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 13, text 16. Bahirantascha bhutanam.
Bahirantascha bhutanam.
Acharam charam evacha.
Acharam charam evacha.
Sukshmatvat tad avigyayam. Durastam chanti kechatat. Bahi. Outside. Anta. Inside. Cha. Also. Bhutanam. Of all living entities. Acharam. Not moving. Charam, moving. Eva, also. Cha, and. Sukshmatvat, on account of being subtle. Tat, that. Avigyayam, unknowable. Durastam, far away. Cha, also. Antike, near. Cha, and. Tat, that. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The Supreme Truth exists outside and inside of all living beings, the moving and the non-moving, because He is subtle. He is beyond the power of the material senses to see or to know. Although far, far away, He is also near to all. Purport. In Vedic literature, we understand that Narayana, the Supreme Person, is residing both outside and inside of every living entity. He is present in both the spiritual and material worlds. Although He is far, far away, still He is near to us. These are the statements of Vedic literature. Asino duram vrajati shayano yati sarvataha. Kata Upanishad 1-21. And because He is always engaged in transcendental bliss, we cannot understand how He is enjoying His full opulence. We cannot see or understand with these material senses. Therefore, in the Vedic language, it is said that to understand Him, our material mind and senses cannot act. But one who has purified his mind and senses by practicing Krishna consciousness in devotional service can see Him constantly. It is confirmed in Brahma Samhita that the devotee who has developed love for the Supreme God can see Him always without cessation. And it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 11:54 that He can be seen and understood only by devotional service. Bhaktya Tvanan Nyaya Shakya. Using quite complicated words. That's why Srila Prabhupada quotes in the purport some text from the Upanishads. This is meant mostly for Gyanis. This is Upanishads. And Gyanis like to speculate. And they like things explained in a fancy words. You cannot explain simple things in a simple way. You know, like I met some older gentlemen, usually older gentlemen, they like to speculate. So I showed him some books and showed Upanishad, and this is with Sanskrit, and he was reading, oh, he's here and he's there. Wow. He didn't understand anything, but he liked, you know, the way the sound. But so usually Gyanis like this kind of constructions, you know. And yeah, Srila Prabhupada always gives us a very simple and direct explanation of what's going on. And what actually it means is that Krishna is in the heart of every being as the super soul. And the super soul is not material, so we cannot see Him. Like it's said in this purport that we cannot see Him with material eyes. and the material mind. But we can feel the presence of the super soul. If we think a bit, we can feel the presence of the super soul. We cannot see the sun, but we see the sunlight and we see the heat. So we can say, oh, the sun is still there. So like this, we can feel the presence. And it's described that it's like the soul and the super soul are like two birds. One bird, the soul, is engaged in how to enjoy this material world. And the super soul is the other bird who is just sitting and waiting for the individual soul to come to his senses. But it's not just passive, you know, it's not just waiting to come to his senses. It's also active, you know. In chapter 15, Krishna says, Sarvasya chaham kriti sanivishto matasmitir gyanam apohanam cha. So this super soul is giving knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. And sometimes, we were talking many times, you try to remember something, you can't. It just doesn't come up. And sometimes you want to forget some events. People go to the psychologist to forget past trauma and so on. And they can't, you know. So, the super soul is doing this. He gives knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. And you can think, oh, maybe this is something whimsical, you know, like he has a bad day, he gives you forgetfulness. I don't like his face. You will forget, you will try to remember really hard. Or he has a good day and you can remember. But it's not actually like that. The super soul doesn't give knowledge and forgetfulness in a whimsical way. And the criteria Krishna described in the fourth chapter, he says, yaya tamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. And the translation is that, as all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. There is another part of this verse. But that's the idea. The super soul gives us knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness according to our bhajan. To put it in a more simple way, according to our desires. So if you want to forget, Krishna will give forgetfulness. And if you want to remember, Krishna, he will give remembrance. It's quite practical. You can see that Krishna, as the super soul, gives people some intelligence. The super soul, according to the bhajan of people, they give. It also gives understanding how to satisfy material desires. Oh, you want to enjoy material life? Here, go there. Yes. Here, there's lots of enjoyment. So he also gives this, and according to that you can see we go for especially if you go on Sankirtan, you can see it's very clear. Sometimes you go, you try to approach someone and you can see all of a sudden he starts to go, like you're going like this towards him and he's like No, he doesn't even see you. maybe it's not conscious, you know. But you go towards him and he's like he's going on a different route or something, you know, just to avoid you. it's really funny. Like today we were in Harinam and some guys, there was a barber shop and there were two guys who were working there, and they were discussing in front. And then they saw us, and they saw that we were coming towards them, and they went inside the barber shop where they were working, and they closed the door. I mean, it was a shop. You know, you never close the door of a shop, but they closed, you know. No, we don't want to have anything to do with this Hare Krishna. Why is this? You know, why is Krishna giving this intelligence? Because they have decided, their bhajan is that they want to enjoy material life. And they want to avoid Krishna. So if they go close to some devotees, Krishna will give them intelligence. Don't go in that direction. Don't go. These are dangerous for your life. No. Go away. Go somewhere else. And also, you see sometimes people who you talk to them and you think, oh, this person is really, really spiritual. And like they tell you, oh, maybe they are vegetarian. They do yoga. They do, and then you prepare. You're like, you think, oh no, but this is not for a small book. We're gonna give us a set of books, and so on. You think you have this plan. You're, oh, okay, one book, two books. You put them in the hand, and like, okay, we just accept donations. You can give something, and then suddenly they remember. No, but I don't want the books. And they're like, come on, I mean. And you are really so sure that they will take some books, and then, no way. No, I mean, they just remember, I don't have money, but we take card also, no problem. I have to go. The super soul from the heart says, run. These people are dangerous. You have to run. So, and you have the opposite. Sometimes you have we went past the bar and there were like three older gentlemen. They were drinking a beer and they saw the Harinam. And I went to them, you know, like I was thinking, no way, there's something you can do. And they didn't speak English. I don't speak Slovenian so much. So, I donate for the musicians, you know. You can. Knige, za dušo. So they check in their pockets and they're like, oh, okay, you want a donation for the musicians? They give them a book and then they're like, okay, you know. They continue with their habits. You know, for some reason the super soul tells them that they should take a book, they should give a donation for the monks. Or we just started and we were going and there was an older lady, she was just running towards us. And she had some money in her hand, and she gave it to me, and I wanted to tell her something, you know, like, she was approaching, and I was like, hello, we're sharing these books. She wasn't interested, she didn't care what I'm talking about. She knew that she has to give some money. She didn't want to be convinced. She was like, okay, I will give you some money, and I gave her a book. She took the book, she just ran the other direction, and that's it. I mean, when it's like this, you cannot say I distributed the book. I mean, she was running towards and like, okay, here, take someone, give me a book, go away, I don't care. So it's really interesting that sometimes the super soul just tells to some people, you need this to take this book. They're like, okay, I don't know why, but okay, I will take, okay. So, this is very practical, and it's very important thing when we are preaching, when we are getting in contact with other people. Because last time there was a discussion about if we can tell people that the material world is a place of suffering. And there's a few answers that you can make to this question. And first answer is that we should try to understand what does this preaching means. Because sometimes when we tell people about Krishna consciousness, we think that we have to please them, you know, leave them with a good impression. And that's true in some way. But in in a more general way, what preaching means is that we are in an instrument for the super soul. Yeah, the super soul is sitting there and he's telling them many things, and he's telling also in a very weak voice, and you know, if you want, you can also surrender to Krishna. But he's telling many other material things. Yeah, you can, if you want to enjoy, oh, you find some enjoyment there. And in a sweet voice, very, not so loud, there is also Krishna, you can also always enjoy, and that's real happiness. And they don't hear this part, you know. they just, people don't hear this part about Krishna. And what we can do is that we are instruments for the super soul. We go from the outside, and you remember, we remind them, hey, hello, you know, there is also Krishna. You know, you forgot about Krishna. Oh, that, yeah, that's good guy. So that's one part. That preaching means that we are an instrument for the super soul. And it's not so much that we are convincing people, like Krishna tells to Arjuna that this fight is already won, and you can choose if you want to be an instrument in this fight or not. That's it. That's your only choice. The fight is, the result of the battle is already done. So this is one point. And then, so there's this idea, to substantiate a bit more, who are we trying to please, you know? There's this, in Madhya Lila, there's this Lila with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya looks at Lord Chaitanya and she says, oh, this Lord Chaitanya, he's a young sannyasi. He will have a really hard time to maintain his sannyas. So I have to help him. I will teach him some philosophy. I will teach him Vedanta Sutra. So he makes this offer to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya says, okay, sure. Yes, thank you. You're so kind. okay. And then for 7 days, he's teaching Lord Chaitanya Vedanta Sutra. So he's talking. And Lord Chaitanya doesn't say anything. Just sits there. Yes. Okay. He doesn't say anything. And on the 8th day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya goes to Lord Chaitanya and says, you are listening here since 7 days, this is 8. So you just listen. So what do you think? Do you understand what I'm talking here? do you understand, or you just sit there and, you know, like, look through the world. Do I understand what I'm telling you? And Lord Chaitanya says, well, I'm a fool. I don't know so much about Vedanta Sutra. I'm just trying to hear because you told me to listen. So I just sit and follow the instruction. And then he says that actually I don't understand what you are presenting. And he starts telling to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I don't understand what you are presenting this. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, well, you know, like, you don't understand, then you can ask some questions, you know, like, no, it's logical. And then Lord Chaitanya says, well, actually, I understand Vedanta Sutra. I don't understand what you are talking about. And he says, like, Vedanta Sutra is very clear. I understand. There's no problem. But what you are talking about here when you're preaching, it's
I don't understand what you're talking about. You're just clearly speaking something. And after there's a bit of a philosophical debate, because Sarva Bhavam Bhattacharya doesn't give up so easy. But eventually he gives up and he surrenders to Lord Chaitanya. But that's quite instructive. The idea is that when we're preaching, we should make sure that Lord Chaitanya understands what we're preaching. That's the main point. That because sometimes one of the things which is really tempting to do when you're preaching is to please people and tell them what they want to hear somehow. It's quite tempting. It's really if you're ever tried preaching, you know this, that you want to tell them, you know, that they like us, that they, you know, like, and it's natural, you know, it happens all the time. And but we should always remember that what we're trying to do is to please Lord Chaitanya, please Srila Prabhupada, please our spiritual masters and so on. And that we're just acting as a representative of the Super Soul, and we just transmit the message. And Srila Prabhupada says in a letter, I'll just quote somehow from memory or just paraphrase. He says to some devotee that you just read the books and tell people whatever is written in the books. And that's successful preaching. You know, you don't need to invent. And that's the idea of preaching. Because and other thing is that we might have other ideas, you know, like we can have sometimes with this thing we have these things which are common sense, so-called common sense, you know, like we have things, ideas that are common sense, and we have to check that if these ideas are common sense for Krishna also. Like a classical example is that in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna gives some really common sense ideas. You know, it's really common sense. I mean, if that's not common sense, then what is? You know, Arjuna says roughly to Krishna, Krishna, I cannot kill my gurus. You know, and if all the men here are killed, then the women will remain without protection. And there will be Varna Shankara, and then it will be a disaster. Which is true, you know. So Arjuna gives really, really good common sense reasons why not to fight. And Krishna says, yes, but my common sense is different than your common sense. And then he's doing this in a not very Krishna's technique is not so what we would expect, you know, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we expect love and peace, you know. Like, and Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? You know, like Arjuna has this nice preaching and he's like, what's this stupid thing? Krishna is roughly saying, what's this stupid thing? So, you know, I have different ideas. So that's what we should keep in mind sometime, that our common sense might be different than Krishna's common sense. It's quite interesting. And actually the secret in preaching is to be empowered. Vallabhacharya is telling something to Lord Chaitanya. He says, I want to read the Bengali. first part is not so important. Then he says, unless empowered by Krishna, one cannot propagate the Sankirtan movement. Unless empowered by Krishna, one cannot propagate the Sankirtan movement. So he's giving, of course he's talking to Lord Chaitanya, so Lord Chaitanya of course is empowered. But he gives a general principle that if you want to preach Krishna consciousness movement, then you have to be empowered by Krishna. That's the secret. That's and all other things are not. They can be useful, but so this is somehow first idea that when you preach, when you present Krishna consciousness to others, we have to remember that we are a tool for the super soul. And Srila Prabhupada, like speaking of common sense, sometimes Lomanchita Prabhu said, sometimes we have this idea that Krishna consciousness is good and other spiritual movements are also good, you know. And Srila Prabhupada's idea was that he was saying sometimes that we're good and everything else is bad. that was Srila Prabhupada's common sense. That if someone is not surrendering to Krishna, then he must be a fool. He doesn't know what he's talking about. No matter how nice he looks from other perspective. So success of our preaching is not so much. It is how many people we bring, but it's that we please Srila Prabhupada and that we please Krishna. That's the success of our preaching. And sometimes you go into extremes just to make a point. So if you're alone and you preach Srila Prabhupada's message, then you're successful. And if you bring thousands of people who, I don't know, have different philosophy, then there's zero Krishna conscious people. So what's the point, you know? Like, so that's the first idea that our preaching, our presenting of Krishna consciousness, most important thing is that we present Srila Prabhupada's message as it is, and if people like it. And we will be surprised that some people like it. And second indicator for preaching, which is sometimes it's missed, but it's obvious that what is the consciousness of the preacher? It's quite interesting. We're preaching, but does the preacher advance in Krishna consciousness? Does he develop love for Krishna? Sometimes you have this, sometimes you have preachers who go somewhere and preach alone. And they preach for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and then they lose enthusiasm. And then they lose, you know, like they are finished. The idea is that it's important. Sometimes it's better to keep yourself in a good position than do some amazing preaching. Sometimes it's better you stay in the association of devotees and don't do so much preaching. You know, at least there's one devotee who is still in Krishna consciousness. And also, if you do some preaching, you know, like you can call it bridge preaching, or if you preach to new people in some ways, you can sometimes tell some other things than Krishna consciousness. And the problem with this is that if you do this all day, you might believe it. I was really shocked. So I probably told you before. I was really shocked. There was a really successful preacher I knew. He was doing yoga. He was really successful. And, I mean, he did amazing kirtans. He had a good voice. And he was doing hatha yoga, and he was bringing so many devotees, amazing, so many people would come from his preaching. And then, one day I look at his page, and it was something else. I was looking, maybe that's how you do it nowadays, that's how you do it. He probably knows, the idea was maybe he knows what he's doing. And then I realized after some time that he's no longer a devotee. he was preaching so much about yoga, then eventually he thought, this hatha yoga maybe is a good idea. So that's somehow the advantage of preaching from Srila Prabhupada's books. At least you hear something from Prabhupada's books. Maybe the others don't like it, but at least at least you like it. At least you hear something. Whoa! Maybe at some point you convince yourself. You're like, whoa! This philosophy is really smart. Another thing is that you can go like this for some time, but eventually people will find out what our philosophy is. also in Sankirtan, sometimes you say, "Oh, these books on yoga meditation," and they take a book, and the next time you meet them and they read the book, they are avoiding you because they understood what your philosophy is. They don't like our philosophy. What to do? It's all right. They got a chance, and they decided they don't like our philosophy. So eventually, we have to tell people what our philosophy is. They shouldn't come to the temple. And after 1 year, they will find out what our philosophy is. There is one Krishna who is God. Oh my God! Apparently, in Romania, my friends told me they had one gentleman who was coming every week to Sunday feast. So every week for 1 year. And of course, the idea is you don't have to tell people something else because people are so covered, they don't understand anyway what we're talking. So. So, and after 1 year, it just clicked to him. He said, "Oh, your philosophy is that Krishna is God and that I have to surrender to him." Yes, yes, yes. Well, I don't like your philosophy, so he stopped coming. So eventually, maybe not from the first day, but eventually you have to tell people what our philosophy is. So this part was about that we have to be truthful eventually to people, and we should tell things as they are. We should tell them that this world is a world of suffering. I remember I was a few days ago. I was in train station, and some young boy was. Asking me, somehow he was asking, what's your philosophy actually, And I was like, okay, what should I tell him? And I was like, that this world is temporary and full of suffering. And he was like, I could see in his eyes that he couldn't understand what I'm talking about. He was like, yes, but still there are moments of happiness. It's not so bad. Don't be so negative. Anyway, it is hard to make people understand, but still we should tell the truth in such a way that they can appreciate to their level. but still be truthful. But there's another part when we like we have to be truthful, then you get this. In Christianity, they have this. They are called Bible bashers. Bible bashers is that they go on the street or wherever they are, and they have a Bible, and they're like, "Surrender to God, you'll burn in hell. Repent." So they are presenting the philosophy in a very harsh way, you know, like. So we don't need we need to be truthful, but we don't need to be Gita bashers, you know, like Krishna is God, surrender to Krishna, otherwise you're a fool. Look what it says here, fool. Anyway, like Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he says that austerity of speech consists of in speaking words that are truthful, yes, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others. So that's the second part. I won't go into details. Just to put the other perspective, because sometimes when it's, you have to be truthful, you're like, you will burn in hell. No, it has to be truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others. It should be the truth, but in a way that helps others. we don't just try to go into debates and kill philosophically defeat the others, you know. So just to try to present our philosophy in a way that they can. Okay, I'll just finish with some part. So Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's secret was that sometimes Srila Prabhupada would preach very forcefully. You know, he would preach like, he would use words like fools and rascals, and he would call people demons, and he would be really forceful. And that's true, but the other part we tend to miss. So that's why we shouldn't. The other part, Srila Prabhupada, he had huge compassion. So that's why he could do that, because he had also the compassion. He was not just truthful, he was like very compassionate. And then there's one letter, Prabhavishnu Swami describes his last conversation with Srila Prabhupada about preaching. So he says, Srila Prabhupada said, similarly, you should preach with the courage of an Englishman. This means like, and the heart of a Bengali mother. The British was famous for courage, expansion, and spreading an empire all over the world. In fact, the British even created America. In the same way, you should spread the empire of Krishna consciousness. Take the courage of an Englishman and the heart of a Bengali mother and preach. That was the last instruction he got from Prabhupada. So that's the secret. We should just combine these two. To be really truthful, to tell things as they are according to Bhagavad Gita, but in a way that people see that we are their friends. We are their well-wishers. And then they will accept. They can accept anything. If they see that you're their well-wisher, they will accept many things. You know, it's amazing. You know, like we have a devotee in Romania now. He's living in the temple in Hungary, and somehow we were doing some preaching programs, and we got some connection. You know, and. We got connected and we were like friends, very good friends. And very, very quick somehow he said, oh yeah, you know, I like really your philosophy and I like you so much and we have, you're good guys, you're smart. And really this part with that Krishna is God, this is very hard, and it's a person, that's really hard for me to accept. But because you say it, I will accept it. No, somehow something like this, you know, like he felt, oh, these people are my well-wishers. They're not gonna fool around, you know. They're not gonna tell something just to tell something. So they're like, okay, you're telling me that Krishna is God. Okay, I will accept it for some reason. Anyway, so, or you can tell many things which are bad, you know, like to people if you're their well-wisher. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say for now. If there's questions, comments, complaints. You have the fatidical 10 seconds. Okay, thank you so much. So preach with the courage of an Englishman and the heart of a Bengali mother. That's the secret from Prabhupada. Bhagavad Gita ki jai.